Kevin O'Connor.
They're doing it because they truly love this country.
Ruth Han B.
It's challenging. You're going to laugh. You're going to cry.
Kevin McDaniel.
Family matters. Pushed me into the service.
And Victor Lagroon.
To be honest with you, it was just my turn.
Army.
It will be tough.
Navy.
I just wanted to be a part of something bigger than who I was.
Air Force.
You'll learn so many things.
Marines.
It should be tough.
For veterans.
It's worth it.
One country. All enlisted in their teens and 20s.
All my family, from my great-grandfather, grandfather, father, brother, all served.
Kevin O'Connor joined the Army as an infantry officer in 1998. He served tours in Iraq and Afghanistan before being honorably discharged. But then...
I decided to go to PA school and join the Navy.
Lieutenant O'Connor is currently stationed at the Great Lakes Naval Center in North Chicago, serving as a physician's assistant.
We work in all aspects of medicine, to include primary care, emergency medicine, surgery.
He comes from a military family.
I've always had the sense that, you know, it's kind of the right thing to do to give back to the country.
That's why he chose to enlist. Others, like retired Air Force Tech Sergeant Kevin McDaniel, signed up for other reasons.
I enlisted for the money.
He was just 25, but already had a wife and child to provide for.
Had a son on the way. We needed to continue our little household.
But the Air Force provided something he couldn't have gotten on his own. As a civilian,
it's a good starting point.
2 degrees.
I have a certificate with Kennedy King, the basic IT, in the middle of getting the second bachelor's degree.
The World Trade Center Tower number 1 is on fire.
That day was the reason that Ruth Han B. joined the Army.
There's been some sort of explosion at
the World Trade Center.
So many people went to New York to help in so many different areas. And I was just 19 at the time. What more could I do? So I figured, why not join?
Serving her country was always something she knew she would do.
That was the sign. I had to.
She was immediately sent to Iraq.
We were there before the war actually started, in service of Operation Iraqi Freedom. And then I came back home for a couple years, got called up again to go to Afghanistan, and we served under Operation Enduring Freedom.
So what was it like being a teenager, serving your country overseas as a staff sergeant and military police officer?
Conditions were just very barbaric, very intense.
Now a detective for the Park Ridge Police Department, Han B. says she would do it all again.
It's a decision I'm glad I made. It's challenging, you're going to laugh, you're going to cry, but it's... be part of something, you'll always have that. No one can take that away from you.
In fact, her mother is among those who are most proud.
She's introducing me to random people. This is my daughter. She served, or she's a police lady now. It's like, Mom, please.
I brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Victor Lagroon has a similar story.
It is a great way for you to reinvest in your country.
He, too, joined the Army after 9/11.
It was a great experience and one of the best things I ever did in my life.
Coming from a long line of military servicemen.
My grandfather was in World War II. My father was in Vietnam. And it was my time in the 2000s.
Lagroon would excel to the rank of corporal in the 10th Mountain Division. Now he serves as the Director of Veterans Affairs for the city of Chicago. Would he do it again?
In a heartbeat, I absolutely would. You know, my career was cut short due to injuries, but I'd do it again tomorrow if I could.
They are the proud.
I love what I do.
Nothing's better than the gift we have, which is the present.
But no longer the few.
More and more people recognize how challenging it is.
All enlisted in the armed forces of their own volition. For some, it was a lifelong dream accomplished.
I appreciate it. I'm humbled by it, and I'm happy I did it.
Staff Sergeant and Military Police Officer Ruth Han B.
I just wanted to be a part of something bigger than who I was.
Han B. is now a Park Ridge Police Detective. Army Infantry Officer and Navy Doctor Kevin O'Connor.
We want to do something that, you know, a lot of people respect, gain some great skills, meet the best people.
O'Connor, still active, a proud husband and father of three.
They also sacrifice a lot, moving around every 2 to 3 years, deployments overseas.
Retired Air Force Tech Sergeant Kevin McDaniel.
Today the challenge is probably would be just to remain viable.
McDaniel, currently pursuing a second bachelor's degree in volunteering for Chicago's Lighthouse for the Blind.
I think more and more people recognize how challenging it is.
Army Corporal Victor Lagroon.
People are more appreciative today.
Lagroon now serves as Chicago's Director of Veterans Affairs.
If you need some assistance, if you've got a disability, if you have an injury or something you didn't take care of, go to VA. Make sure you take care of your benefits.
He says the opportunities for veterans today continue to grow.
Don't think about a job. Think about a career. What is it you see yourself doing over the next 5 to 10 years that you've got some passion around? And if you want to be an entrepreneur and start your own business, go to places like The Bunker. Go to companies and organizations that are in your community that can help you gather the skills and the resources.
They are today's veteran.
Our life takes different paths.
It also will make you better on the back end.
You meet the best people in the world.
The 21st century veteran.
You don't want to look back and think 10 years go by, oh, I wish I would have.
It teaches my daughters a good lesson of service, not only to the country, but to people in general.
You'll learn so many things.
Just do it.
And we thank them for their service. USA. Hey! Andrea Darlis, WGN News.